Tastoma. Zipiango. A Tastoma Zipiango.
Zika Chitika. Musafim Pereira Quarera 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 Quarera
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kopo Kumbon Radio News. Kopo Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka rises above 12,000 kwacha. In African news, nearly 50 people die of thirst in Sahara Desert after a lorry breaks down. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka has risen to 12,160 kwacha point 54 ngwe in May 2026, up from 11,272 kwacha 85 ngwe recorded during the same period last year. According to the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, the increase of 887 kwacha 67 ngwe reflects the growing financial pressure facing many households. JCTR Communications and Digital Engagement Officer Bernard Mwara says the rise was largely driven by higher costs of essential non-food items, particularly charcoal, as well as increases in the prices of beans, beef and tomatoes. Mr. Mwava says despite a slight reduction in the overall cost of food items during May, the continued rise in other essential commodities is making it increasingly difficult for families to meet their basic needs. He has since called for a people-centered approach to national planning and budgeting to help address the cost of living challenges affecting ordinary citizens.
This rise was mainly driven by a sharp increase in the price of charcoal, which went up from 725 kwacha to 870 kwacha per 90 kg bag. In the essential food component of the basket, the cost of beans rose from 61 kwacha 19 ngwe to 70 kwacha per kilogram. Beef increased from 115 kwacha 82 ngwe to 119 kwacha 28 ngwe per kilogram, and tomatoes rose from 14 kwacha to 15 kwacha per kilogram. The cost of some food items marginally decreased, for example, kapenta from 495 kwacha 91 ngwe to 434 kwacha 56 ngwe per kilogram. Soya pieces from 87 kwacha to 83 kwacha per kilogram, and 2.5 liters of cooking oil from 134 kwacha 21 ngwe to 126 kwacha.
Nalolo Town Council has awarded a 2.3 million kwacha contract to Kuunda General Dealers for the construction of an abattoir aimed at boosting local revenue generation. According to Nalolo Town Council Public Relations Officer Bettison Kandimba, the project is being funded through a World Bank grant under the Zambia Devolution Support Program. Mr. Kandimba says the contractor has already moved on site following the signing of the contract in May, with completion expected within 6 months. He adds that the project will create about 20 jobs during construction and is expected to stimulate economic activity, create employment opportunities, and improve service delivery in Nalolo District once completed.
The project, funded through a grant from the World Bank under the Zambia Development Support Program, will be implemented at 2,378,019 kwacha. The local authority signed the contract on May 11, 2026, and the site has since been handed over to the contractor, who has already mobilized on site, and work is scheduled for completion within 6 months. During the construction period, about 20 employment opportunities for the local people will be created. Nalolo Town Council acquired about 3 hectares of land in Induna Ikabondo's area under Chief Machapa in Nastoya Village in Mukukutu for the Abata project. Once completed, the project will help spur social and economic activities, contribute to job creation, and improve service delivery in the district.
The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of a Dispute, SACOD, has welcomed the President Hakainde Hichilema's decision to sign several major reform bills into law, describing the move as a significant step towards economic transformation. SACOD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda says the reforms mark a major milestone in Zambia's development agenda. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Muyunda said the new laws will strengthen the education sector and modernize the country's pension system, thereby improving social security for citizens. He noted that the reforms will also enhance pension predictability for public service employees while promoting job creation and expanding long-term investment savings. Mr. Muyunda added that the measures are expected to support sustainable economic growth and contribute to national development.
The country's pension architecture with wide-ranging social and economic implications. Firstly, the Education Amendment Bill secures the free education policy by embedding it into law, protecting access for future generations. Since 2022, free education is said to have brought over 2.3 million learners back to school, improving equity and this social mobility for low-income households. While the reform boosts long-term human capital, it also increases pressure on infrastructure, teacher recruitment, and quality of education. It means these areas require further investment and will guarantee the recruitment of thousands of teachers who have been languishing on the streets after training for many years. This is a positive development towards job creation as well.
Kitwe District Persons with Disabilities Advice Chairperson Martin Mwansa has urged our government and political parties to safeguard our persons with disabilities from political violence. Mr. Mwansa says the recent incidents of violence recorded in some parts of the country has raised concerns among persons with disabilities who aspire to take part in politics. He notes that despite having the passion and capability to contest the leadership positions, many are discouraged by fears of violence and intimidation. Mr. Mwansa adds that while social media has increased awareness of such incidents, the threats to personal safety remains a major obstacle to political participation. He assists current government and political leaders to ensure a peaceful and inclusive political environment for all citizens.
Suppose me, as a person with a disability, or anybody who has got a disability wants to vie for political position, then such things happen. How are we going to survive? This is the reason why, as persons with disabilities, we do fear to engage ourselves in what? In politics. It's not that persons with disabilities don't have that passion of buying positions in various political parties. They have that deal, and they have, but the main reason that people with disabilities fear is because of political violence. I was just even putting myself in the shoes whereby such things happen.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Mandela, chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana.